Where exactly in Africa do you see yourself 40 years from now? You know, that is the Agenda 2063, the Africa we want. I get a lot of questions. Some of them are, I have been looking, but there are no job offers. I have lost my job. What do I do? What business should I start? I'm stuck in the village with no job prospects. What do I do? What agribusiness ventures can I start? I am seriously worried about what I will do when I retire. What can I do to earn money quickly? I want to move my business to the next level. What do I do? I hate my job, but I have bills to pay. What do I do? I'm tired of making others rich. When will I work for myself and be rich from my own work? These are just but a few of the many questions I get asked a lot by many African youth, many agribusiness entrepreneurs, as well as professionals. The root cause, without a doubt, is uncertainty with regard to what one's talents, giftings, callings, and skills are. The uncertainty I have discovered lies in lack of discovering the beauty of quietness in thinking. Hi, my name is Faustina Mani. I'm the Global Trade Engagement Director at Better Grains. I'm also a founder of a private marketplace called Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko. I'm a recognized sector leader in Africa's agriculture. I'm a credible, reputed, and much sought-after global trade engagement facilitator by many development partners, nonprofit organization, foreign government commercial attachés seeking partnership and distribution opportunities for trade within Africa's mass market, especially the bottom of the pyramid. As a woman of the Christian faith, I'm serving God by championing for an agricultural markets revolution that favors Africa as my contribution towards Agenda 2063, the Africa we want. I'm using my social media platforms to serve farmers, traders, women in agribusiness, and youthful. When I say youthful, I mean the young, the mature, and the retired professionals to create the Africa we want. I recently stumbled on a verse that says, "Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child resting on his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me, composed and free from discontent." It comes from Psalms 131, verse 2. I read the Amplified Version. The art of individual critical thinking is one of the most difficult things I have seen individuals struggle with. The discipline to just sit quietly by yourself with your thoughts, especially positive thoughts that lead to problem-solving ideas, is an art many have not discovered, yet there within lies the answers to many of the questions I raised above. If you don't believe me, I want to test this theory with you. How long can you sit quietly with your thoughts? No TV, no phone, no walking. Just sit quietly with your thoughts, hours on end. Especially pleasant thoughts of the things you would like to do. If you're honest enough, you will say it's difficult and it's very, very uncomfortable for many people. I discovered this during the times when we are coming up with strategic business plans. When it comes to casting the vision, it's very, very difficult for individuals to actually sit down and cast that vision. It's difficult because you're being forced to think about something that doesn't exist. This is the reason why so many people suffer from anxiety, especially when it comes to what to do with their jobs, retirement, or business. Social media and televisions do not help either because we are constantly being bombarded by what everyone else is doing, which in most cases leaves you feeling like you have not achieved much or you're behind, in other words, or just totally completely confused. Confusion does nothing but leave you stuck because of the huge disconnect, because of what the ideal world standards of you should be, that are greatly influenced by social media, which is a marketing tool when you compare it to your reality. This, without a doubt, is a leading cause to many mental problems that we're seeing in today's world. My heart breaks every time I see African youth idling, wasting time because they simply do not know what to do with themselves. Yes, unemployment may be high, and even those who are able to find jobs, the money is not all that. There are those who know they do not want to work for anyone, but the question is, what business do they start? What pains me the most is Africa's rural youth who have so much land within their reach and yet cannot think of any projects that they can come up with. Land is God's best gift to Africa, yet Africa has youth who cannot wait to get out of rural areas into the urban cities. So, what is the way forward? Develop the art of calming and quieting your soul by being very deliberate in composing and freeing yourself from discontent. I have learned to jealously guard my peace by simply examining every conversation, every interaction, every thought, by simply asking this one question: did it leave me encouraged or discouraged? If encouraged, it is a keeper. If discouraged, I cut it off completely. I castrate it off completely. I have come to realize that there are conversations, interactions, and thoughts that are not meant for me, but for someone else. I am nobody's dump site, so I reject anything toxic that comes in all forms of social media or other communication sources. Social media is a market where you go sell your products and services. The question is, what are you selling? As you can imagine, this means my circle of friends is very small, but I have to admit it's extremely peaceful. I jealously guard what affects my thinking, and I'm very careful with the selection of what I listen and watch. This surprisingly has freed so much more time to think and focus on those activities that directly contribute to my vision of an agricultural market revolution that favors Africa. This is how I free myself from discontent. Journaling, in addition to quiet times, are habits that I developed many years ago. Way back in 1987, when I was leaving Kenya for the first time, headed to the United States, like every young person, I was not certain what the future held. I was anxious, and during my 6 hours layover in Amsterdam, Netherlands, I walked over to a shop and bought a notebook and began writing my letters to God. 35 years later, I'm still writing my letters to God. Why God? My creator and maker. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Long before I was the ovary the sperm collided with, God knew me." That means God knows me and decided exactly where I was going to be born. The second thing God did for me is that he sanctified me. Sanctified means separated for a very specific assignment. So what I do is very specific to my assignment. I am very original. That is why God gave me a unique DNA and a fingerprint. Everything about me is wired to that very specific assignment. Then God ordained me, which means appointed me, a prophet. A prophet is an ambassador and a spokesperson to the nations. A prophet is also one who speaks forth things that do not exist, the future, into existence. He's the one who speaks what will happen in the future. That is why my assignment cannot be confined to Kenya alone. It is to the nations. It is to the nations of Africa. And the more I have spoken to God, the more I've realized that the African continent is very specific to me. And this is one verse that has really helped shape my life, especially immediately after high school. Thanks also to the decision to join a group of young people who chose to meet after high school. They were called Core Group Navigators way back in 1986. So why they need to write things down? Well, something strange happened to me as I was boarding the plane headed to the US. With one foot on the plane and the other while still on the ramp, I remember promising myself that I would one day come back to Kenya. I did not know what the future held, but I knew I would come back to Africa, which I eventually did. But I had to write it down. That thought, I had to write it down. Because I knew it was a major factor in every decision I made, including, and you will not believe this, the selection of a spouse. The person I chose to marry had to be aligned with that vision of being able to come back to Africa. What I did not know then was I was writing down my vision and simply stating my mission. Mission would be the activities that I would be engaging in on a daily basis to achieve my vision. So why did that? So why is journaling very important? It is my conversation with God. How do you speak to God? The same way you speak to another person. How do you hear God? Well, God created you. It is up to Him to figure out how to talk to you. And trust me, when He does, you will know. Of course, there are times when I'm not sure if it is my emotions speaking to me or something I ate, some show or some hate. That is why I have learned to always ask for a Bible verse to confirm it. And usually I will find a Bible verse that will speak to that particular situation. I will note it down as my rhema word for that particular issue. I believe with all my heart that God will honor His word. For example, I believe Africa can be food secure. That comes from the story of Joseph in Egypt in Genesis 41. Africa fed the world during a famine. I believe Africa can do it again. My conversations with God is how I have found what I'm supposed to do. My conversations with God is where I find my clarity. My conversations with God is where I find my creativity and innovations for the work that I do. During my first year in the United States, I had a thought that one day I would set up a business school in Machakos, Kenya. I had no land in Machakos, neither did I have any relatives in Machakos. That thought guided the decisions to do business studies in information systems and marketing. I later met a young man from Machakos town whom I married, and it turned out he had helped his father with the construction of a building which later hosted Ukamba School of Business in Machakos. Journaling has worked for me because I'm able to track promises that came true, because I have learned that I must grow to a certain level to be able to walk in that which God has promised me. Life is full of challenges, and sometimes things will happen to kill and destroy your dreams. Your journal is the place where you go back and are reminded that even when the dream does look like it's dead, even when the dream does not look like it, it can still be manifested. Everything that exists today was first thought by someone. Everything that exists today was someone's dream. You must first dream before you can conceive it and finally achieve it. It sounds very simple, but one of the most difficult things to do is to quiet your mind and speak to God. That is hard, especially when you have to dream about your own life and where you want to see yourself in the future. Enoch's relationship with God is one I really admire. Enoch and God were like that buddy of yours you enjoy intimate conversations with. You know the one you escort to their house, then the conversation is so sweet you decide your friend should now escort you back to your house. And before you know it, you've spent so much time in sweet conversations between both your houses that you decide one of you should probably just do a sleepover. Well, God decided Enoch should do a sleepover at God's place, and that is how Enoch never died. I have always desired that sort of relationship with God. That is why my conversations with God have always been effortlessly and lacking in format. I figured out a long time ago that God knows everything about me. So I'm simply honest. I'm very sincere when sad, when depressed, when sinful, when bitter, when angry, or just plain mean. I simply tell Him. I simply let God know and ask the Holy Spirit to help me walk aright, to give me a clean heart, I am quick to repent. And that's how I've been able to transform myself and change in the most difficult situations. If you are a young person or even that adult and you're not journaling, you need to start. Imagine if Moses had never journaled, we would never have the Old Testament in the Bible. Imagine if David had never journaled, we would never have Psalms. One of the things I admire most about the nation of Israel is they know where they came from. The begottens we like to skip over in the Bible is one thing I wish Africa had. The African communities used to teach their begottens to their children through songs, which we have stopped. If you have older relatives, please take the time to speak to them and let them narrate your individual begotten so that you can write them down and pass it on to your future generations. Africa needs to record much of its history because it is rich and holds the solutions to many of our agricultural problems. Journaling is not a new concept. Ancient history shows that the Africans have done it for generations. Africans also journal through stories and songs. An old and very valuable Africa tradition we unintentionally lost, which we are currently heavily paying the price for, is youth mentorship. See, in the African traditional customs, the family, which normally went beyond parents and children, included aunties, uncles, who would gather outside and sit around a fire to share stories. The women would normally sit around the fire in the kitchen with their grandmothers, while the elders sat outside casting future visions for the young men. The African three-legged stool is where, as young African women, we were taught how to sit properly with our legs close together. My maternal grandmother used to tell me that the fire would put ugly marks, which she called mbala, on my inner thigh. Truth be told, the only marks I ever got were the painful pinches whenever I forgot to sit properly with my legs put together. To date, I'm very careful how I sit. Television, with all its benefits, is casting our vision. It shows us what we should wear, what our homes should look like. No wonder we are all beginning to look and dress alike. My advice to African youth is, instead of spending hours admiring someone else's lifestyle, I dare you to craft and cast your own vision. A good place to start would be, where do you see yourself in Africa's agriculture come 2063? That is 40 years from now. Do you see yourself doing agribusiness? If so, what are you selling? How are you selling? If, as a young African, you cannot specifically see yourself anywhere within Africa's Agenda 2063, then you need to seriously take some time away from TV, social media, and just calm down and quiet your spirit. I dare you to create the Africa you want, because that is the only way Africa will create the Africa we want come 2063. My vision of one day opening a business school in Machakos was some 35 years ago. A vision can be a picture or just a short statement. It can also be a wish. It can also be a dream. It can be a thought. But you need to calmly sit with it and quietly build it in your soul. Have conversations with God about your vision. Ask God to give you answers and help you identify the people He will send your way to help you build your vision. My vision come 2063 is that, as an older, more mature Christian woman, my content will contribute to an agricultural markets revolution that favors Africa. How am I doing that? Well, every day I wake up early in the morning to spend time with God. I seek His wisdom like I always have. That is why I'm not afraid or ashamed to share my faith, because that is how my website, marketplace, and trade facilitation activities and many other creative and innovative things I do were birthed. A word of caution when it comes to vision. Like pregnancy, guard it. Be careful whom you share it with, because it can easily be aborted or miscarried. Like a child, when you have delivered and it can be seen publicly, feed it, clothe it, guard it, and keep it, because that is your legacy 40 years from now. So please do take some time to calm down and quiet yourself into your own individual vision of the Africa you want. Daily set some time apart to just think of yourself, where will you be 40 years from today? And when God gives you a thought or he gives you a statement, put activities towards that thought and that statement so that you can commit some time on a daily basis to do activities towards that. And come 40 years from today, you will be surprised at what you will have achieved. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Please hit the subscribe button so you can be notified whenever I upload new content. I want to say thank you and God bless you.